A Thousand Clowns opens Berkshire Theatre Group's Fitzpatrick main stage on July 21st. In the show, directed by Kyle Fable, a young boy named Nick lives with his eccentric Uncle Murray. When Murray walks off his job as a joke writer for Chuckles the Chipmunk, it's time for the system to make life normal. When social worker Sandra Markowitz is thrown into the mix, her world is turned upside down when the strength of Nick and Murray's love for each other begins to outweigh the rules. The play is a Tony-nominated one, developed into a film which featured Martin Balsam in an Oscar-winning role. That same year, Herm Gardner won the Writers Guild of America Award for Best Written American Comedy for this enduring and very, very funny play. Director Kyle Fable joins us this morning along with two actors in the show. Russell, is it Posner or Posner?
Posner.
Russell Posner is here as Nick Burns and C.J. Wilson as Murray Burns. Welcome to the roundtable to you all.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
So, Kyle, how did this production come about?
It came about through conversations with Kate, the artistic director, as the season always does. There are a lot of us who have been regulars, have been lucky enough to be regulars at BTG over the last several years. CJ is one of them, and CJ and I go way back. We've worked together as long as, I think, almost 15 years ago, and we've worked together up here at BTF before. So Kate and I talked about building the show around him, and we're very excited to have him on board. I've never got to direct CJ before. We've worked together as actors. So all those considerations really are what went into making the decision.
What about the play? As was said in the introduction, it's very funny, and it's been around a while, and it's popular.
That's true. And for me, I mean, that's the first time I had heard that blurb before, which is, that's a pretty good blurb you just read there. I would only add to that that... as you can tell from the summary, it's a play about family, but it's not your traditional family. You know, Nick is CJ's nephew or Murray's nephew, but Murray really becomes his father in the play, which is not easy for Murray to do because he's still a child himself. And then Sandy sort of enters the picture, the character of Sandra, who you mentioned, played by Rachel Bay Jones. And she's not really part of the family, but she sort of joins up as the play goes along. So it's more about the family we choose rather than specifically the family we're born into. And for me, it's been very rewarding to work on a play with that theme because this theater has sort of become a family for me over the last 5 years. And like I said, and CJ and I have been up here many years before. First time we've had Russell up, but hopefully he'll be back. So it's a perfect match for us.
Russell, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14 years old. And how old are you in the show?
I believe Nick is 12.
12. Okay. So you know what that was like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's it going?
I love it. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had. I mean, I haven't done very many shows, but it's just a blast.
He's actually a 40-year-old midget.
Yes.
He's lying to you. This person's a midget right now. Don't listen to him. They don't believe in casting child actors. So.
Where did you... are you from the Berkshires? Or
no, I'm from Long Island.
Okay. And so are you in a school for performing arts? Or
I am not.
Cool. So... CJ, how did you get involved?
Sorry. Also, he's actually British. He's not really from Long Island. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, I was just saying. So, how you came to this production? As you said, Kyle was saying, you've been up here a long time.
I'm extremely grateful to be back. I was asked to do this, and it's a great part, and it's a blast. It's just pretty. Mine's a simple story. She asked. I said, yes, here I am. So I wish there was a more elaborate, fun story with that. I had
7 minutes remaining.
I said,
me too.
Yes, let me elaborate. Let me elaborate. I've worked with Kyle, as an actor. The first time we worked together was a Shakespeare play, and I chopped his head off in the play. We had to fight.
But did you say you forgot that?
He forgets because I won. Yeah, I won the fight. No, he... I worked with Kyle, and then we worked together a couple of summers ago for the Einstein Project. But it's great to work with him as an actor because he's a good buddy, and I trust him. And a lot of directors I've liked the most have been actors before, too, so they know how to communicate really well.
And Russell, I'm sorry because you were in the room when I asked this question, but Kyle, what is it like to direct young actors like Russell who are by very nature young?
This might not be a very exciting answer for you, but the truth is it's not very different from working with someone who's not a child actor. I treat Russell like every other actor in the room. And he, because of his skill and his maturity, it's easy to do that. So I don't necessarily feel like there's a child in the room when I'm directing him. I suppose if I were working with somebody who didn't have his skill and his composure, it might be more difficult. But this is only the second time I've ever had to work with actors that were children, and both experiences have been pretty rewarding for me. And he's been absolutely terrific. I think the rest of the cast,
the rest of us,
could
are
learn
childish.
Some, could learn some things are, from him.
he's quite the mature one.
So
he's
you have to set the example,
yeah.
Then.
Yes,
he's setting an example for all of us. Yes.
Yeah.
Shining example.
I'll say this. I will add to this, and I don't mind saying this with CJ in the room because he'll probably agree. There's a thing about a young actor. He hasn't had years of time to build up his neuroses yet.
To be jaded.
So nothing gets in the way. When I ask him to do something and I give him a bit of direction, it's done instantly. Whereas, you know, anybody who's been doing this for a while has built up all sorts of, you know, opinions about themselves and neuroses about themselves. And it's a longer journey to get from your original instincts to the final product for someone who's been doing this longer. Whereas with Russell, it's instant. He just says okay and he does it.
He's more malleable and I'm more difficult.
Well, life hasn't slapped you upside the head yet.
Not yet. Only CJ has.
Only CJ. That's right.
and you're in the show a lot, right? I mean, you have a fairly.
Yes, I'm in it a fair amount.
Yeah, and is that and what other work have you done to get ready for this?
Well, my first play was not. I mean, 3 months ago was Lost in Yonkers. Which, I mean. I wouldn't say the character was similar to Nick, but there are similarities. I kind of based Nick off of Artie, who is one of the main characters in Lost in Yonkers.
Great Neil Simon play.
Yeah.
And so you come to this. And as far as the production goes, this is exciting because it opens the Fitzpatrick main stage.
That's right.
Yeah, that's... A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's great. This is my first time directing on the main stage. I directed at the Unicorn the past two summers, so I'm excited about that personally. I've acted on that stage, but first time directing on that stage. It's a beautiful old theater. For those of you who haven't seen it before, it's gorgeous.
Herb Gardner is a very good playwright, and maybe I don't know if you agree with this, but seems to be overlooked a lot.
Absolutely
as
right.
Being
I think
good,
yeah,
as good as he is.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. I mean, this particular play, I think, has had, it had a very successful original production, and then I think it's sort of a couple of star-crossed revivals where maybe some bad casting choices were made or something. But I don't think it's enjoyed its original success again since its first production, so I'm hoping we can change that pattern. And also, the movie was a big hit, so that's something I haven't watched yet, and I'm avoiding watching it till after the production is over. But I think he had a lot of success early. This was his first play. And then after that, I think he tried to do the Hollywood thing for a while. And, you know, we've all heard how that can go. And then he had a couple more big successes later in his career. I'm Not Rappaport was huge. And also Conversations with My Father, which starred Judd Hirsch. And that was a big hit when I first moved to New York in 92. I think it was still running. And I think that won a Tony Award. So he sort of started strong, ended strong. And in the middle, there was a lot of murky times, I think.
Welcome to the world of playwriting and acting.
And showbiz.
And all that stuff. And CJ, you're having fun?
Yes, it's great. It's been a huge challenge as far as... it's always a challenge to do a show in 3 weeks at the Summer Stock Theater. But it's a great group of people, and it makes it fun. We're also learning the ukulele as well together. We're learning to sing, play the ukulele, and dance all at the same time. So it's been it'll be a fun. So I think I think some improv skills might come out of me sometimes. But it's been great.
So you can tell your friends, this is what I did over the summer. I learned how to play the ukulele.
Play ukulele and dance a little bit. And
this is one of those projects where the 10-minute breaks and the 20-minute breaks are almost as entertaining as the rehearsing itself, because we get people running around playing ukuleles, watching subversive YouTube videos. We have a couple of cast dogs that run in and out of the scenes as we're rehearsing. it's a pretty eccentric gang we've got.
It seems to run along perfectly with the play, too. It seems to be a nice...
Yeah,
nice parallel to the play, yeah.
Thousand Clowns, get them all in that car. Yeah. Thousand Clowns opens Berkshire Theatre Group's Fitzpatrick main stage on July 21st at 8 p.m. Previews begin July 16th at 8 p.m. Closing is July 28th. You can go to berkshiretheatregroup.org for more information. BerkshireTheatreGroup.org. CJ, Russell, and Kyle, I want to thank you very much for being with us. Great to have you here. Have a wonderful run.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.